Hello, everybody. Soon you shall hear the finest house band in all the land. But before we do that, we got a special moment. It's a great privilege to have these artists up here on stage, and you know, many of them have been coming for quite a long time. And tonight it's a special occasion for a particular one of them. Over on the far stage right, Mr. Bela Fleck enjoys his 25th consecutive bluegrass. And on behalf of this serious and very special occasion, and on behalf of all of you Festivarians, we've decided to give Bela a very special gift, which the pastor is providing to him now. Bailey, you can hold the chicken. Yes, we've got Bela Fleck, his very own chicken. In years past, Johnny Cowan has got a pony. Bela said he didn't want a pony, so we got him a chicken. Bela, do you like the chicken? Is it not too much, is it? So we have a little fun with the chicken, but we've actually got a... Okay, so in all seriousness, you know, you try to figure out what to give an artist like Bela Fleck, who graces your festival for 25 straight years. It's kind of hard to do. What we have done, Mr. Tim Banco has been here since the beginning, and we've developed a beautiful picture book, which includes, and I don't know, some of you were here at Baylor's first or second year, and he looked a little different. He was a little younger, a little more scared. So, Baylor, we've got you a picture book. I'm going to walk over there. Everybody, the best house band in all the land. Thank you, Bela Fleck, 25 incredible years. Okay, Pastor, it's time to put the chicken in the bus. Richard's got the door open. We're going to put it in Bela's bus. Would they like to have the chicken on stage? Well, it's Bela's chicken. I guess, Bela, what do you want to do with your chicken? All right, well, we're going to have the best house band in all the
Anybody
land.
Know how to cook?
Best house band in all the land and a chicken.
My chicken did something very unfortunate right as he stepped off the stage. You guys want to hear some music? Okay. Enough of these chickens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey folks, we're going to do a song by Gordon Lightfoot. Ever hear of him? He's from up in Canada. That's a nice place. He's a great songwriter. This is one of his great hits, and the song never goes out of style. Thank you.
nothing good to me. And I'm stuck here on the ground, moving low. And jump a jet plane, like a candy freight train. So I best be on my way, in the early morning rain. Yeah, I best be on my way, in the early morning rain.
Sam to sing a song that was written by Merle Travis. We're here on Telluride, which is the reason that Telluride is a town at all to start with, was a mining town. And Merle Travis wrote this great song about working in the mines, swinging that down pound hammer.
How can I go? Let me go. Yeah, man.
Here's a tune written by probably two of the greatest composers in our generation. Bela and I wrote this back in the 80s. This is a tune originally done by our band that we had for a while called Strength in Numbers. It's called Texas Red. Thank you.
everybody, folks.
How y'all doing so far this year? You okay? I had a feeling. I just had a feeling. Sam, I had a feeling they were doing all right so far this year. And you? I think it's time for Timmy to come around here and sing one. Come around. Give me a come around on the high-ups, Timmy. Here we go. You got it?
Yeah, man. I want to send this note to all the folks from down on the Gulf Coast.
Thank you.
Switch instruments, folks, but it's a good thing Sam Bush is here because he's covering all the time. Oh boy. We're going to feature one of Edgar's numbers. How many people think Edgar Meyer rocks? Thank you. Poultry already, and we're gonna keep that going for you. This is one about a fast bird. This is a tune written by Daryl Anger. Daryl Anger's been to Telluride many times. He's one of the guys, along with several of these guys on stage, sort of started a whole kind of music, which I think of as Telluride music. Anyway, this is a song that's also on one of Jerry's records, and his version of it here. Are you doing okay so far? I see a lot of familiar faces out there. It's like I never left, you know what I mean? You guys all live here, right? I figure, why did we just stay here till next year? This one's called Ride the Wild Turkey.
Thank you.
Bailey's got a new tune for you. It's a great one for the jamming, which is what we're into tonight. We hope it's okay with you, our program, because there's really nothing you can do about it now. This is called Petunia. Thank you. Two of us, in case you hadn't figured that out already. And we made a recording of this on a record called Fiddler's Green. It came out last fall. And it's an old Kentucky song, ballad. And Edgar kind of had his way with it, turned it into slightly a powdered wig kind of a deal. Hey, it's going to be a great weekend. And it's great hanging out with y'all. We're going to do this one called A Foreign Lander. These guys are always up going off to war, and for some reason they're always gone for about 7 years. And let's hope that the guys over in Iraq come back sooner than that.
Thank you.
long years or more. Long the brave commanders will all be stout and bold. I've conquered all my enemies on land and on the sea. But you, my dearest jewel, your beauty has conquered.
Thank you very much. I want to thank Luke Bullock for lending me his fiddle. It's a good loud one. Sam is, I believe Sam's got a song for us. And back in 1975, I was here playing with the Ophelia Swing Band. That was first years here at Telluride. And the next year, 1976, in 75, the big headliner was, of course, Newgrass Revival. And they continued to be, but they kept adding more and more headliners as it went on. The second year that I was here in 1976, it was John Hartford was here. And John said, yeah, I've never been out here. He said, I think maybe I ought to come back here every year. And he's still here, folks. I swear he's still here with us. I do one of his songs.
Real plain. Well, I went and I stayed and I damn near did come back again. Then y'all went fast on a steam powered aerial plane. Well, the wheel went running up and down and side and back again. And now sitting there simple, some just watching the cloud roll by. Can't tell the sunshine if it's rain. I'd rather be sitting in a deck chair high over Kansas City on a genuine old fashioned all in a steam powered. Seven just watching the clouds roll by. Can't tell the sunshine if it's rain. Yeah. I'd rather be sitting in a deck chair high over Kansas City or getting a wide old bass and all the
Have you ever been in a band and right before you go on stage, somebody plays one of the songs you're about to do? Well, that just happened to us, and we're going to do it anyway because this is one of the greatest tunes Bill Monroe has written. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Noam for loaning me his banjo capo at the last minute. And that's all I have to say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Listen to the record.
With the queen of the flowing mountain, by the hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, and no white girl by all. She's a regular combination, call them all as cannonball. And now listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roll, as she glides along the woodlands to the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, we're traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. People say, there's a girl from Carolina, she's a white and she's tall, and she came down to tell you right on the Wabash Cannonball. But now listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as you climb along the hillside, through the hills and by the shore, and the mighty rush of the engine, hear the horns of my hobo's roar. We're traveling through the jungle on that Wabash Cannonball.
Look out, Tim!
From New York to St. Louis and Chicago, by the way. From the hills of Minnesota, where the rippling waters fall, no chances can be taken on that Wabash Cannonball.
Now, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar,
as you climb along the woodlands, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine,
come on, Brian.
be remembered through the course throughout the land. His earthly race is over, curtains round him fall. We're carrying him home to victory on the Wabash Canal. Rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call. We're traveling home to Drumville on the Wabash Cannonball.
The Roy Acuff song.
Looks like we got time for one more, folks. We had a blast playing for y'all. You know all these guys' names. Now say your names, because we couldn't have, say your name here. We couldn't have done this without you, folks. We'd have been here anyway, but it wouldn't have been any fun at all. We'll all be around. Most of us will be around for a lot longer this weekend, and a lot more music from us. But there's also more music tonight. Looking forward to hearing Bonnie sing and play. So we're gonna take it home with this one about an old horse trader named Ray Lum, and this is called Look Down the Lonesome Road. There's still time for me to try to get in tune. Thank you. baby's dead. Gonna find you another dog, don't you hang your little head. We're gonna be a lot more living after I am gone. I'll never let a voice and come get you to share now. Look at the ocean road, but it's a road. I had to say goodbye, so I just say so long.
Honey, let me be your soldier dog. She wears a mustache in her clothes.
Let me be your soul at all. Let me be your soul at all. I would be your man at all. Let me be your soul at all. Each one wished that the other was a man.
Honey, let me be your soul to go.
Let me be your soul to go. I won't be your man at all.
Honey, let me be your soul to go.
Thank you.
anniversary of Family Fleck at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Edgar Meyer, Tim O'Brien, Jerry Douglas, Mr. Brian Sutton,
Sam Bush.